B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Nun Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah, 13 lines from the top of Daf Nun Aleph, Omid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hoyo mehalich b'heichol. We know that we learned in the previous sugya, the Kohen Gadol has now prepared he has the shovel with the coals, he's scooped up the k'tores and put it into the cuff, into the spoon, he now has the coals in his right hand, the k'tores in his left hand, in their respective containers, and now he's got to make his way into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. But how's he going to do that? He's got to go through the Heichal. We know that there was beyond the Mizbeach, the outside Mizbeach, there were the steps going up, and then there was the Ulam, which is a type of an entranceway, which was a room itself, and then through the Ulam, they went into the Heichal, through the Heichal, not they, the Kohen Gadol, and through the Heichal to the Kodesh HaKodoshim. So Hoyo Mehalich BaHeichal, the Kohen Gadol would go through the Heichal, Ad Shemagia LeBein Shtei HaParoiches HaMavdilois Bein HaKodesh UBein Kodesh HaKodoshim. The Heichal itself, its parallel in the Chumash and the Mishkan was the Oyel Moed, and we know it was sectioned off. There was the main part of the Oyel Moed, which is where the small Mizbeach was. On the Tzofin side, on the right-hand side, there was the Shulchan. On the left, on the Dorim side, there was the Menorah. And that would be the Heichal. And that's called Kodesh. Going further in, there was the Kodesh Kodoshim that we all know about. Inside the Kodesh HaKodoshim was the Orin, with the Kruvim on top of it. And that was the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, there were two curtains. We'll soon learn about why there were two curtains there. But there were two curtains with an ummah wide airspace in between them. And the Kohen Gadol had to get through those two curtains now to go from the Heichal into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Ubeinem ammah, says the Mishnah, between the two curtains there was an ummah of space. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lehoysa Shem Elo Pareches Achas, that was the opinion we're going to see, that was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, as with Rabbi Meir, they both say that there was only one curtain separating the Kodesh, the Heichal, from the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Pareches Echos Achas Bilvad, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Venosato Es HaPareches, and you will place a single curtain, Tachas HaKrosim, Veveis HaShomam Ibeis LaPareches Es Arein HaEidus Vivdilom, HaPareches Lochem Ben HaKodesh Ben Kodesh HaKodoshim. That in the Pasuk that speaks about the Mishkan, then the Pasuk says that there was a curtain, not two curtains. So Rabbi Yossi says there was that in the Beis HaMikdash also, there was only one curtain and not two curtains. And the Gemara is going to discuss this. Says the Gemara, Shapir ko'oma luhu Rabbi Yossi l'Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi asked a very legitimate question to the Chachomim, to the Tanakama. How can you, Tanakama, say that there were two curtains in the Beis HaMikdash? The Pasuk says there was one curtain between the Ohel Moed and the Kodesh HaKodashim. V'rabbonon, what the Rabbonon going to answer to Rabbi Yossi's question? Answers the Gemara, Omri l'cha, the Rabbonon will tell you, Hanemili b'mishkan. That's only regarding the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, indeed, there was just one curtain there. Aval b'mikdosh sheni, in the second base HaMikdosh, kiven d'loy havoi amo traksin, since there was no amo traksin, let's just read another two lines and then we'll explain this. U'b'mikdosh rishon, Huda havoi, ve'istabku luhu l'rabonon b'kdushosei ike lefnim, ike lechutz v'ovud shtei poroiches. And what the Gemara means here is as follows. In the first Beis HaMikdash, it was clear there was actually a wall, an ummah wide wall, that was separating between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodoshim. And that was not too high. It was a height that one could manage with a wall. However, the second Beis HaMikdash, which was considerably taller and higher than the first Beis HaMikdash, it was too high for that wall to stand. And therefore, they could not put that wall of an ummah there. And therefore, they had to put a curtain instead of the wall. But the Chachamim were not sure whether the wall itself, was it part of the Kodesh HaKodoshim, in which case the curtain would have to be on the outer part of that ummah, or was the wall part of the Heichal, in which case the curtain would have to be an amma further in. And since the Chachomim were not sure, they therefore had to put two curtains, one on each side of where this amma Traxin stood in the first Beis HaMikdash. And the Traxin is a dividing wall that was stood between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So now that we know that in the second Beis HaMikdash, in place of the Amo Traxin that was an Amo wide, the Chachomim said there were two curtains. And Rabbi Yossi argued, Rabbi Yossi and we'll soon see Rabbi Meir also holds that there was only one curtain there. Tanu Rabbonon. The Bryce is now going to discuss how the Kohen actually wove his way through the Heichal. Because we know that in the Heichal, on the right, let's talk about what the in practical terms, and the Kohen Gadol came from the Azorah into the Heichal. On his right, he had the Shulchan. On his left, he had the Menorah. And facing him, he had the Mizbeach. So for all intents and purposes, there was four different options of how the Kohen Gadol could make his way to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He can either walk between, just adjacent to the right-hand-most wall, the Tzofin wall, between the wall and the Shulchan, or he could walk between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, or between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, or between the Menorah and the left-hand wall, the Dorim wall, the southern wall. The question is, what route did the Kohen Gadol take to go through the Heichal? So this is going to be a three-way machlekes. Tanu Rabbonon, Bein HaMizbeach, Lemenoira Hoyo Mahalich Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that he went through between the Mizbeach that was in the center and the Menorah that was on the right of it. That means he was heading towards the Dorim side of that partition. The partition was obviously pulled between Tzofin and Dorim, and he was heading towards the Dorim. We'll soon try and understand why. Rabbi Meir argued and said, no, Bein Shulchan LaMizbeach, that between the Shulchan on the right and the Mizbeach in the center, that's where he would walk through, which means he was walking slightly over to the Tzofin, to the northern edge, to the northern wall of the Heichal, to the northern side of this partition. V'yesh Oimrim, we'll soon see this Yesh Oimrim is Rabbi Yossi. Some say that Bein HaShulchan LaKoisel, he actually went on the right hand on the Tzofin side of the Heichal, but not like Rabbi Meir says, between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, rather even further Tzofin than that. He went right to the right-hand wall, to the Tzofin wall, between the wall and the Shulchan, that's where the Kohen Gadol would go through. Man Yesh Oimrim, who's this Yesh Oimrim? Omer of Chizda, Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi, the Omer. And now we're going to see another machlokes, which is obviously only a two-way machlokes, but we're going to now discuss how, as we saw before, we had in our Mishnah, there was a machlokes whether there was a single curtain or two curtains. Now, everybody agrees that the curtain closest to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the innermost curtain, the opening was on the Tzofin side. Everybody agrees with that. The question is, if there were two curtains, then the opening of the inner curtain was on the Tzofin, and the opening of the outer curtain was not on the Tzofin, was actually on the Dorim side. So the Kohen would weave his way around. He would go to the Dorim, and there would be an opening, and we're going to learn in the next Mishnah that the Pareches, the curtain, was actually pinned up to allow the Kohen Gadol easy access. The Kohen Gadol would actually start on the Dorim, go make a right towards the Tzofin, go between the two curtains till the Tzofinmost wall of the Heichal, and then he would go round, because the entrance of the inner curtain is on the Tzofin, which was also pinned up. He would then go from that Tzofin entrance into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, in the event that there was only one curtain there, like we saw Rabbi Yossi's opinion in the Mishnah, then the opening, that one curtain is, which is obviously the, since it's the only curtain, it's the one that's closest to Kodesh HaKadoshim, the entrance is on the Tzofin. So if we have to determine, is the Kohen Gadol heading through the Heichal towards the Tzofin or towards the Dorim, that's going to depend where the opening is. So if there's only one curtain, he's obviously heading towards the Tzofin, because that's where the entrance was. If there were two curtains, then the outer curtain, the entrance, is obviously on the Dorim side. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol would be heading towards the Dorim, towards the left. So let's see this inside. Omer of Chizda, Rabbi Yossi, the opinion that said that the Kohen Gadol went on the rightmost wall, which is the tzofinmost wall, who would that opinion be? So if Chizda says it's Rabbi Yossi, who holds in our Mishnah that there was just one curtain, and if there was only one curtain, the opening was on the left, on the right, sorry, on the tzofin. And since it was on the tzofin, the Kohen Gadol went to the right-handmost wall, to the tzofinmost wall, and went straight through. Rabbi Yossi, da'omar pischa b'tzofin koi. Rabbi Yossi, who says there's only one curtain, he obviously held that the opening was on the tzofin. Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Lucha, Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the Kohen Gadol went between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, which means he was heading Dorim, he obviously holds Pischa B'Dorim Koi, that the opening, the outer opening, was on the Dorim side, on the left, and therefore he headed towards the left. And the big question is, Rabbi Meir's opinion, who says that he was headed towards the right, which means between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, but not as far right as Reb Yossi, who was even beyond the Shulchan, who was between the wall and the Shulchan. So the Gemara is asking Reb Meir, command Svirile, who does he hold like? Ika Reb Yehuda. If he holds like Reb Yehuda, that there were two entrances and the opening was on the Dorim, Ika Reb Yehuda Svirile, nail Reb Yehuda. He should go towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like Reb Yehuda says, more towards the Dorim, between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, not between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. And if he holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says that the opening was on the tzofin side, on the right side, and there was only one curtain, nail Rabbi Yossi, then go like Rabbi Yossi on the right hand most wall, on the tzofin most wall, and go straight through. So why are you saying that you're going on the left of the shulchan, between the shulchan and the mizbeach? Why are you not going between the shulchan and the wall? Answers the Gemara, Lo'olam Rabbi Yossi Svirle. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yossi, that there was only one curtain and that the opening was on the tzofin side. And you're going to ask a question, so if so, why is it okay for Rabbi Yossi, or why does Rabbi Yossi say that the Kohen Gadol goes adjacent to the wall? And Rabbi Meir says, no, he's got to go between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. Now we're going to be introduced to a new concept. V'omer lecha, Shulchanois tzofin v'dorim munochin. This is something that not a lot of people know about. It's a sugin menachos tzadikhes. How many shulchanos were there in the Beis HaMikdosh? You ask every cheder child, you open a chumish, there's one shulchan there. One table with the 12 breads, the 12 lechem upon him. It's not accurate. There were another 10 shulchanos of similar size in the heichal. Five on each side, since the shulchan had to be on the tzofin side, learnt in other places in Shas. And since the shulchan had to be on tzofin, all the 10 other shulchanos, other tables, also had to be there. There's no room to just line them all up, one behind the other. You can't do that. So there were obviously two rows of 5 tables flanking each side of the main shulchan. Now, the shulchan was 2 amos long. So if you have 5 tables, one after the other, then each row of tables is 10 amos long. The question is, were those shulchanos facing Mizrach Ma'ariv, or were they facing Tzofin Dorim? Was those 2 rows of 10 amos, that means 2 rows of tables, 5 tables each, were they facing right to left, or were they facing straight from Mizrach Ma'ariv? What would be the difference? That we said the length of each row is 10 amos. How wide was the Heichal? 20 amos. So which means that if those shulchanos, which all had to be on the tzofin, in the event that they were facing right to left, then they would take up the entire space from the right-handmost wall until the halfway line, 10 amos, which is half of the 20 amos width of the heichal. In which case, if that's true, there's no way that you can go between the shulchan and the wall, which is what Rabbi Yossi said you should do. There's no way you can do that, because the 2 rows of shulchanis are blocking your way. But if you say that the tables, the 2 rows of shulchanis, were facing Mizrach Ma'ariv, not Tzofin Dorim, then there was still ample space between the shulchan and the wall that the Kohen Gadol could squeeze past and go past towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says, V'amar l'cho shulchanos tzofin v'dorim munachim. Reb Meir will hold that the shulchanos, the tables, were facing across the width of the heichal. Umafsekele shulchan, And those rows of tables were blocking his way. He couldn't go along the wall of the Tzofin wall towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as Rabbi Yossi suggests. He couldn't go through. Or it could be that Oilam Mizrach Meirev Munachin. It could even be that the tables were facing Mizrach Meirev. And theoretically, he could have gone through right at the wall, at the edge of the Tzofin edge of the Heichal, and gone straight through to the entrance of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why didn't he do that? Umishom Shechina. Because we know that the Shechina is felt much more in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So to speak, the presence of the Shechina is there. And Lav Erechar, it's not Derech Eretz, it's not befitting Lemea Lehedya. There's one thing, you have to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you humbly walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But to face the entranceway and have a whole stroll right along the Heichal, facing the open entranceway of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that wasn't appropriate. And since, according to Reb Meir, as with Reb Yossi, there was only one curtain, and the opening was on the Tzofin, so Reb Yossi said, and we'll soon see why, Reb Yossi said, no problem, go right to the Tzofin inside of the Heichal, face the opening in that curtain, and walk all along the Heichal, facing that opening, and then go into the opening. Reb Meir said, no, that opening is an opening to the Shechina. Don't face it too quickly. Be a little bit more to the Dorim, face the curtain, go between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, and till you get to the curtain, and then you'll humbly make a right towards the Tzofin wall, to the entrance, and you'll go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not appropriate to just walk straight in, and to be able to see and gaze at the Kodesh HaKadoshim through the opening is inappropriate. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lachor, Rabbi Yossi will say no. Rabbi Yossi will say, Chaviv in Yisrael, Hashem loves Klal Yisrael so much, Shleit Srichon Akosuv L'Shliach, that each and every one of them, Hashem says, I'm happy to listen to any of you, you don't need to send your tefillahs up with a Shliach. I want to see each and every one of you. I want to hear each and every one of you daven on your own. Every person knows what's in his heart. Express it. Talk about it to Hashem. Each one, you don't need to send a messenger. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shleit Srichon Akosuv L'Shliach. The Pasuk didn't require that you daven with a shliach. And now that they are so, like this Klal Yisrael are so dear, and now on this one day on Yom Kippur, going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol that's representing all of Klal Yisrael that's so dear to Hashem, the love is so great that it's okay for the Kohen Gadol to feel close enough to the Shechina that he can walk straight in and be facing the Shechina even whilst he's walking through the Heichal. That's how Rashi explains this. Rashi says, Hilka choviv for shluchon likoneis lepumbi. Reb Yehuda, now we're asking, according to Reb Yehuda said there were two curtains, which means the outermost entrance was on the Dorim side. Not like Reb Meir and Reb Yossi who say there was one curtain and it was on the Tzofin. According to Reb Yehuda, it was on the Dorim. And that's the Tanakhama in our Mishnah that said that there were two curtains. And where was the outermost entrance? On the Dorim. So according to him, as we saw before, the Kohen Gadol walked towards the curtain between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. He walked through it towards Dorim, which means on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. The Gemara is now asking, Reb Yehuda Nami, Ne'oil bein Menorah l'Kaisel. In the same way as according to Reb Yossi, then that he walked on the that the opening was on the Tzofin. He walked right on the Tzofin most wall, not between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, rather between the wall and the Shulchan. And the only reason the Reb Meir said you shouldn't do that was because you were opened right into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. According to Reb Yehuda, there were two curtains. So the outermost opening wasn't facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim anyway. It was an opening to an area between two curtains. And the opening to the second curtain, the innermost curtain, was on the other side, was on the Tzofin. So we didn't have that issue that Reb Meir had. So why, according to Reb Yehuda, could you not walk on the extreme Dorim side between the Menorah and the wall? Answers the Gemara, Meshach Rimoni, because the Menorah that was lit every day that would make the walls black, and if the Kohen Gadol would brush against the wall, it would dirty his clothes, and therefore he had to stay away from that wall. He would walk between the Menorah and the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara, Omer Ibn Osan, Amo traxin lo yichriu boi chachomim ikelefonim ikelechutz. We saw before in the first Gemara that the reason that there were two curtains is because in the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a wall there, which was an amma wide. In the second Beis HaMikdash, due to the height of the opening, they couldn't put a wall there. They had to put a curtain. But they weren't sure where this wall actually belonged. Did it belong to the inside? Did it belong to the outside? If it was part of the inside, then the curtain would be on the outside of that amma. If it belonged to the outside, the curtain would be on the inside of the amma. And therefore, they put two curtains there, just to take into account both options. That's what we saw before. Amar Rav Nosson, this is what Rav Nosson is saying, Amo traxin lo yichriu boi chachomim ikelefnim ikelechutz. That this Amo traxin itself, which is both in the first Beis HaMikdash and in the second Beis HaMikdash, just in the first Beis HaMikdash it was a wall, in the second Beis HaMikdash it was a set of curtains, but this separation, this partition between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodashim, Rav Nosson says that the Chachomim did not know what the status was. Was it? Did it have the status of Kodesh HaKodashim, or did it have the status of Heichal? Maskif lo Ravina. Ravina had an issue with this. Mai tama, why did the Chachomim have a doubt as to the status of this Amo Traxin, this Amo of partition between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim? And now we're going to see the psukim regarding the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, psukim in Melachim. So what does it say in one pasuk? V'habayis ha-shebono ha-melech shloimo ilashem. This Beis HaMikdash, and this is referring to the bayis, the heichal with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is called bayis, which Shloim HaMelech built for Hashem. Shishim amma orkoi. It will had the length of 60 amas. V'esrim rochboi. It was 20 amas wide. And it was 30 amas high. That's one posuk. That's posuk base. In posuk Yud Zayin it says, Uchsiv, Arboim, that means so far all we know is that the length of Bayis, which we know is the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Heichal, is 60 amas. It says in another posuk, V'arboim ba'amo 40 amas hoyo ha-bayis hu ha-heichal lefonoi. The heichal part, which was before Hashem, that was 40 amas long. So of the 60 amas, 40 amas was the heichal. Uchsiv, and it says in another posuk, posuk chof, V'lifnei hadvir, which means before the partition, esrim amma oirach. There was 20 amas long, ve'esrim amas roichav, and 20 amas wide, ve'esrim amas kimosa, and 20 amas high. What is that? That's talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was before this partition. On the other side of this traxin, on the other side of this partition, there was a 20 amas oirech of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the 60 that we mentioned in Pasuk Beis is split up between the 40 of the Heichal in Pasuk Yud Zayin and the 20 of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Pasuk Chof. And V'lo Yodinon, but we don't know, Amo Traxin, this Amo in between, Imehani Esrim, is it part of the 20 Amas, which means there was 19 Amas space and one Amo wall, that's what made up the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Imehani Arboim, or no? There was a 39 amma space in the Heichal and an amma wall. That was the 40 ammas, and the 20 ammas of Kodesh HaKadoshim started beyond the wall. So that's what the Ravina is saying. Let's try and understand. Was that your doubt? Is that what the Chachomim didn't know? V'dilma, loy mehani esrim, v'loy mehani arboim, v'chalolo kachoshiv, k'solim loy kachoshiv. And he's going to bring proof to that. Ravina is saying, you're saying that it's either this or that. Well, I'm telling you another option, and I'll prove to you why that option is accurate. That it does, it's not part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's not part of the Heichal. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 amas of airspace. The Heichal was 40 amas of airspace. The entire airspace of Heichal plus Kodesh Kadoshim was 60 amas. So in Pasuk Beis, when it said, Babayis HaShebono HaMelech Shleim El Hashem Shishim Amah, is excluding that amah. And the Amma just wasn't mentioned, because when the Amma is, when we reckon the Amma, it's reckoned on its own. As we're going to see, that the Chalola, it's the airspace, which is the 20, the 40, and the 60, Kachoshiv, the Pasuk reckons them. Kaislim, but the walls, like Kachoshiv, the Pasuk doesn't mention the walls. Teda, and I'll prove to you Whenever the walls are mentioned, they are explicitly mentioned and singled out as an entity of their own. They're never included in an airspace, in an area of the area that's adjacent and beyond it. Ditnan, we learned in the Maseches Midos, Haheichal Meo al Meo, the Heichal itself, and this is talking now about the Mishnayos that we're discussing, the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. In the second Beis HaMikdash, the Heichal was 100 Amos by 100 Amos Barum Meo. It was tremendously high. It was 100 Amos wide, 100 Amos long, and 100 Amos high. And now the Mishnah is going to break down how do you get to this 100 Amos in the length of it. And the Mishnah is now going to single out from Mizrach to Meiriv. Koisel Ulam. We know that this structure, which includes the Ulam first, which is a hallway as an opening and entrance to the Heichal, there was the Ulam, the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and actually the walls going around the Heichal and Kodesh HaKadoshim, they were not just simple walls and that was it, but the walling, that means beyond the Heichal on the Dorim, on the Tzofen, and on the Meiriv side, there was actually a wall, and then there was a row of chambers, of some cubicles that were used, and then there was another wall. And there are more details to be mentioned. We're going to read just what it says in the Mishnah here. Maseches Tomid is a whole Masechta with all the details. So how is it singled out? So now on the Mizrach most sides, when you're walking through the Heichal, through the Ulam, then the Heichal, then the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how do we get to our 100 Amis? So it says first, the Kosel Ulam Chomish. The width of the wall, the outermost wall towards the Mizrach of the Ulam was 5 Amos wide. And then the Ulam itself, is Achas Esre, is another 11 Amis. Kosel HaHeichal, the wall of the Heichal, and the Heichal was much narrower than the Ulam. But the wall of the Heichal itself, that means the part of the Ulam that was now going into the Heichal, there was a doorway there, an entranceway, and the size, the wall, the Meirivmost wall of the Heichal was, Kaisel Heichal was another 6 Amos. V'orkoi, the airspace in the Heichal was Arboim Amos, 40 Amos. V'amotraxin, and there was a 1 Amotraxin, you see here it was singled out, it's not part of the 40 Amos of the Heichal. And then there was V'chof Amo Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Again, the Traxin is not part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was an Amo on its own. And then there was the 20 Amos airspace of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then there was the back wall, the Meiriv wall of behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kosel HaHeichal, was Sheish, was 6 Amos. And then there was V'hata, there was a compartment behind the wall at the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that was 6 Amos wide, Sheish. And V'akosel HaTa, the extreme, the Meiriv most wall of this whole building was Chomesh, was another 5 Amos. And if you take all those numbers together, you'll get to exactly 100 Amos. So if so, Ravina says, since you see in the Mishnah that this Amma was not part of the Heichal and not part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then what was your doubt? What was the issue? Why do you need your 2 curtains there? Like, what were you worrying about? Ella says the Gemara, that what was their doubt? Kedushosei. We didn't doubt whether the area of the Amma Traxin was part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or part of the Heichal. No, we know it was neither. The question is, the Kedusha, what status did this Amma have? Ika lefnim, ika lechutz. Did it have the status of Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then it would have warranted a curtain outside of that Amma? Or did it have the status of Heichal, and then the curtain would have been on the inside of that Amma? Ika lefnim, ika lechutz. V'hainu da'amma Rabbi Yechanon. And this is what Rabbi Yechanon said, that Boya Yosef Ish Hutzel. There was this person called Yosef Ish Hutzel. He had a whole bunch of other names. We'll soon see what they were. But Rabbi Yechanon said that Yosef Ish Hutzel, from the place of Hutzel, he had the following question, the following doubt. That means this doubt that we have as to the status of this wall, of this Amma between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is actually based on a doubt on how to read or how to put a comma, where to put a comma in a pasuk in Melachim. What does it say in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Udvir, and the Dvir is a partition. Udvir besoich habayis. There was a partition within this heichal mipnima. Inside, we'll soon see how to read that. Heichin, prepare it lesitein shom, to put there es aroin bris Hashem. On the other side of this dvir, of this partition, that's going to be the kodesh hakodashim, and that's where the aroin is going to be placed. Now, this word mipnima, we have two ways of reading it. Either we can read the pasuk udvir besoich habayis mipnima, which means that there should be a partition inside, from within, that means inside this area, mipnimo, that means the partition should be in the inside, and that would, the connotation of that would be that the partition itself has the status of Kodesh HaKadoshim. As we said before, it didn't take up part of the 20 Amos, but it was part of the inside, then with the status of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or no, do we say Udvir Basoy Chabayis? There was a Dvir, a partition in the Heichal. Mipnimo, and inside it, on the other side of it, Heichin Nesitin Shomes, Arain Bris Hashem. And that would seem that the partition was not Mipnimo, the partition wasn't associated to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was associated to the Heichal and had the status of the Heichal. So that doubt, where does the word Mipnimo belong? Does it belong to Dvir Basoy Chabayis, or does it belong to Heichin Nesitin Shom? That was the doubt of Yosef Ishutzel. And this doubt of Yosef Ishutzel is what the Chachomim doubted, and therefore they didn't know what the status was of this Amo. Let's see that inside. Iboyelohu Heicha Ka'omakro. How do we read this pasuk? Do we read it Udvir Basoy Chabayis? There was a partition in the Heichal. Mipnima Heichin Lisitein Shom, and within it you would prepare it for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, for the Orin, that would be within. And that would mean that the wall itself was part of the Heichal. Oy Dilma, or maybe not. Hachikoma, maybe you read the Pasuk, Udvir Basoy Chabayis Mipnimo. There was a separation within the within the Heichal, but on the inside. That means part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it belonged to Kodesh HaKadoshim. And within there, you would put the Aroin Bris Hashem, in which case it had the status of Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was the doubt of the Chachomim. Says the Gemara, Omi Masabkele, does it make sense that Yosef Ish Hutzel had a doubt where the word Pnima belonged to? Did Dvir mean a partition in the Heichal in order to make a Kodesh HaKadoshim with that behind it? Or does it mean put a Dvir with the Kodesh HaKadoshim at the end of the Heichal? V'atanya Isi Ben Yehuda. And this Isi Ben Yehuda is Yosef Ish Hutzel. We'll soon see. But this Isi Ben Yehuda in a Braisa, he said that the Chumash Mikrois Batayra, there's five psukim in the Chumash, five words in the Chumash, that we cannot resolve on an absolute level whether the word belongs to the words before or to the words after. And this one, this word Pnimo, is not one of those five. What are these five psukim that we don't know? So one of them is Se'es. The pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, Haloi imtativ, if you mend your ways, Se'es. V'imloi seitiv, if you do not mend your ways, then lapesa chatas revitz, you'll have to suffer the consequences. The question is, do we read it, Haloi imtativ Se'es, that if you mend your ways, then Se'es, I'll forgive you, or no? Do we say Haloi imtativ, you should mend your ways? Se'es imloi seitiv, you'll have to bear the consequences if you don't. So does the word se'es mean to forgive, following the words before? Does it mean to bear, following the words afterwards? That's one pasuk. There's another pasuk by the Menorah. It says in the pasuk, Uva Menorah arbo gvim, there were four cups, Meshukodim, they were engraved like almonds, Kaf Teireo, its buttons, Uprocheo, and its blossoms, its flowers. The question is, this word Meshukodim, that it was engraved like almonds, is that word going back on the gvim, on the cups, ubabanoira arbo gvim Meshukodim, or is it going on the words kaftireo procheo? Meshukodim, engraved like almonds, are kaftireo procheo, its buttons and its flowers. That's also something that's not been resolved. Then there's another posuk by the Milchoma against Amalek in Parshas Beshalach. It says there, "Vayomer Moshe el Yeshua." Moshe said to Yeshua, "Bechar lanu anoshim, choose people, vutzei hilachim ba'amalek, and go out and fight Amalek mochor tomorrow." Onoichi nitzav al Rosh Hagiva, I'm going to stand on the top of the hill. Umati elokim b'yodi, and the Hashem, the stick with Hashem's name on, is going to be held in my hand. So this word mochor, where do you put that? Was Moshe telling Yeshua, "Vutzei hilachim ba'amalek mochor, go and fight with Amalek tomorrow," or was he saying no, "Tzei hilachim ba'amalek, you go out and fight with Amalek, and mochor onoichi nitzav, and tomorrow I'll stand on the hill and I'll daven to Hashem"? That means what was Moshe trying to say? Was Moshe trying to say wage the war tomorrow, or was he saying you wage the war now, but you don't need my tefillahs today, you'll only need them tomorrow, and tomorrow I'll be there to help you? That's the third one. The fourth one is a posuk which says Oror in Parashas Vayechi. It says there, "Besoidom al tovoi nafshi, bekelom bekaholom al teichat kvoidi, ki ba'apom horgu ish." This was talking about Shimon and Levi, who in their anger, in their rage, they killed out the Shechem. And there the pasuk says, "Ki ba'apom horgu ish, uberitzoinom ikru shoyer." They uprooted men, and the whole Shechem they uprooted. "Orur apom ki oz," cursed was their rage, which is very azus, which is very hard, vevrosom kikoshoso, etc. So this word oror, cursed, what is it referring on? Is it talking about the shoyer, talking about Shechem, talking about the people that they killed, or is it talking about their rage? Is it a continuation of the previous pasuk, ki ba'apam horgu ish uberitzoinam ikru shoyer oror, referring to that, to the ox, which is of Shechem, which is cursed, because Shechem was a descendant of Canaan. Canaan was called cursed. Or no, Oror Apom, cursed was their rage. That's another word that we don't know exactly what way to hold it. And finally, the fifth one is the word Vekom. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hincho Sheichiv im Avosecha," you're going to rest, you're going to pass away, you're going to be put to rest with your fathers, with your ancestors. Vekom, and rise, ha'oma zeh, this nation, v'zono achrei lehinei chararet, and they're going to do averus at some point later. So this word v'kom, to rise, doesn't mean that Hashem was telling Moshe, hincho sheichiv im avosecho, you're going to be buried, you're going to be put to rest with your fathers, v'kom, and at a later stage you're going to rise, which is alluding to tchias ha'meisim, and then ha'oma zeh, v'zono achrei, The nations at some point, Klal Yisrael, are going to do averus. Or no, hincho sheichiv im avosecha, v'kom ha'om hazeh v'zono, that the nation will rise and do averus. Is the word "kom" referring to Moshe Rabbeinu? Is it referring to the nation? That's the fifth place where this Issi ben Yehuda, as we called him at the beginning of this brisa, these five that he said ein lehem hechreya, we don't know where to hold it. And now we see it. There's another braisa, Votanya, who Yosef Ish Hutzel, the same person, his name was Yosef Ish Hutzel, who Yosef Abavli, he was also Yosef Abavli, who he was also known as Issi ben Yehuda, which we just mentioned, who Issi ben Gur Aryeh, he's also known as Issi ben Gur Aryeh, who Issi ben Gamliel, who Issi ben Mahalalel, he had all these names. Umar Shmoy, what was his real name? Issi ben Akiva Shemoy. So we see here that Yosef Ish Hutzel and Issi ben Yehuda are the same person. So how can you say that Yosef Ish Hutzel doubted where the word Pnima belonged to, if Issi ben Yehuda was the same person, said there's only five words which it's not clear where it belongs, and Pnima wasn't one of them? Answers the Gemara, B'de'oraisa leka. The Braisa that says that there were these five words is talking about in the Chumash, but the Nevi'a Ika, but maybe in the Nevi'im, in Melochim, which is where the Pasuk of Pnima is, Melochim Aleph, there's something else. There could well be that there's other words which don't have a Hechrea, that we don't, it's not clear what way, where they belong. U'b'de'oraisa leka? The Gemara is asking, okay, granted. But in the Chumash itself, the Chamisha Chumash Torah, Bereishis Shmoyis Veikra Bamidbar Dvarim, there's only these five, there's no more. V'ayikah D'boi Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda mentioned another one. It says in the Pasuk, V'yishlach is Nari Bnei Yisrael. They sent for the youth, for the Nari Bnei Yisrael. Vayalu Oilois, Vayizbechu Zvochim, Shlomim Lashem Porim. Which means that they offered up oilos, korban oilos, vayizbechu zvochim, they shechted korbonos, shlomim lashem, the korban shlomim, porim, that were bulls. The question is, the word bulls, is that going back just on the shlomim, or is it also going back on the oilos? Or maybe the oilos were lambs, not bulls, and only the shlomim were bulls, and only the shlomim were bulls, yeah. So that's what Rav Chisda wasn't sure. So Rav Chisda is the boy of Chisda. Vayishlach es nari bnei Yisrael vayalu oilois. What were these oilois? Possibly kvosim, lambs. And then the pasuk continues, vayizbuchu zvochim shlomim. Those shlomim were porim, they were the bulls. Oidil mo, maybe not. Idi v'idi porim. Both the oilois and the shlomim were bulls. So you see that even in the Chumash, there's another word that we don't know exactly what it's going on. Is the porim only referring to the shlomim, also to the oilois? Says the Gemara, no, Rav Chisda masapkele. Indeed, Rav Chisda had a doubt where the word porim belonged to, but le'isi ben Yehuda pshitole. We don't know how he learned, but Isi ben Yehuda obviously didn't have this doubt. Isi ben Yehuda obviously had a very clear stand, whether the word porim was going only on the shlomim, also on the oilos. But you cannot ask a question on Isi ben Yehuda from the fact that Rav Chisda had a doubt. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, even though it's right high up on the Amud base, Mitzvah Hashem, the next Gemara, we're going to start from this Mishnah.